Hi, I'm Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Bob Horowitz, executive producer of the Super Bowl's Greatest Commercials 2015, which will air Monday night, January 26th, in the run-up to the Super Bowl. Bob, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Just another Super Bowl. Sometimes you forget who's playing on Sunday, but one thing's for sure, you know, the commercials.
Yes, the one constant is the commercials.
Right.
Tell us, this is your 15th year doing this TV special. What do you have planned differently this year as opposed to past years?
Well, this year we wanted to play off of kind of the age of our two main hosts, which is Boomer Esiason, the Super Bowl quarterback from the Bengals, mm-hmm. and Catherine McPhee, obviously from Scorpion. And
a former American Idol contestant.
American Idol. So, Boomer, he's old school. So, and Catherine McPhee, she's new school. So what happened was Boomer picked his five greatest old school spots, and Catherine picked her five favorite new school spots. So Thanksgiving, we posted those on CBS.com, and for the past couple months, including today, including day of, that people are voting. What is your favorite? Is it an old school spot or a new school spot? Then Monday night on CBS at 8, we are going to count down from 10 down to 3, where we have two left. One will be old school, one will be new school. And America will be voting live on Monday night, and we will reveal the winner at the end of the show.
Sounds like a really fun way to do it, and it's interesting how you picked your hosts. I mean, Boomer Esiason was squaring off against Joe Montana, and McPhee was squaring off against Taylor Hicks. That's two totally different generations.
Very, very clever. To take it one step further, which is a little beat I'll give, from the show Monday night, they both came in second.
No, that's true. That's true. That is very true. But no, that's a cool way to do it because, I mean, obviously the Super Bowl has all ages. Tell us a little bit about some of the commercials that, I know voting's still going on for the top 10, but do you have a couple that appear to be front runners so far in the voting?
Yeah, every single year, Budweiser brings game to Super Bowl commercials. So you just see how people are voting, and Budweiser commercials resonate, and people love the Budweiser formula, which is that Super Bowl commercial tug on the heartstrings model, and it works. And Budweiser's as I say uses that PSP method, and that is puppies sell product. And so when puppy love last year won, the Budweiser spot was the number one spot in the Super Bowl. So that spot's coming back. Puppies will be back in the Super Bowl. So, that's a tug on the heartstrings area of Super Bowl commercials. You then have the nostalgic side, the nostalgic spot that I think it's amazing to me how it just keeps on going every year, and you see it in the voting. Mean Joe Green,
yeah,
with the kid, it's just such a great spot from 1980. And then everyone likes to pick, and it's kind of a new school area. It's, one of Catherine McPhee's favorites, which are, the user-generated commercials from Doritos. And, one that's in there, obviously, is the one involving the baby. Again, that's another character that always keeps popping up in Super Bowl babies, whether it's in the Doritos spot or obviously over the years in each race.
Exactly. Do you have a favorite, personal favorite Super Bowl commercial that from over the years?
I really do. And, I'm not going to give you, I like the What's Up Guys, and right. I like the lizards or the frogs. What I like, because it just said to me that it's not how much you spend in the creative, it's how creative the creative of the spot is. Because Super Bowl rates are going to go up. So 20 years ago, Federal Express, when Super Bowl spots were only $1.4 million, $1.5 million versus $4 to $5 million now, Federal Express decided to do a spot that started off with just bars and tone, which is that annoying, that you see on a TV screen when there's no picture, just a, and then there was a crawl across the bottom. And the point of the spot was, we hired an ad agency that bought a spot for us in the Super Bowl. We spent $1.3 million. They finished the spot, but neglected to get the spot to the network on time. We're out $1.4 million. They're out a client. Next year, they'll use FedEx. So And that spot cost all of about $2,000-$3,000. But it was right on message. It resonated. It was funny. And it just underscored for me that Super Bowl commercials don't need to, you know, to be over-the-top, big blockbuster, big expenditure commercials.
I see you have some, you're bringing in some big guns from the gridiron, and both analysts and players and former players to weigh in on the commercials themselves. Tell us who you got lined up to be part of the show.
We have T.O., who will be on set with his T.O. Humble Pies, because in Super Bowl Sunday you'll see this fictitious business that T.O. has started, which is creating Humble Pies. And the big thing for our show, and which you'll see also in Super Bowl Sunday, is that, you know, we have Charlotte McKinney on the show, and she is subject of the Carl's Jr. controversial spot. And I have to say, if you watch the first 30 seconds of it, you have no idea that it's Carl's Jr.
Nice.
Definitely know it's Charlotte McKinney.
Awesome. Nice tease. All right, just tell our listeners when and where they can watch it.
It's Monday night, 8 o'clock on CBS. And if you love Super Bowl commercials, you're going to love the show, and really go to CBS.com and vote and try and decide whether new school commercials can top old school commercials.
There you go. See, it's not just something you watch. It's something that's interactive. You participate in it. Hey, Bob, thanks so much for coming on WTOP. We look forward to the show and to the Super Bowl, another year of great commercials.
Thank you very much, and you have to decide whether you can be one of those people that records the game, that fast forwards to the game to watch the spot.
Exactly. Hey, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.